you are going to listen to three people talking about family customs. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Imelda?
In Indonesia, there is a lot of respect towards the elders, and instead of doing a normal handshake, the children tend to take the hand of the elder and put it on the forehead as just a gesture of respect, whereas some small children normally kiss the hand of the elder. And then in recent years, due to the Western influences, things have changed. It is normal to just do a normal handshake.
Nishadi.
Usually children in Sri Lanka live with their parents till they get married, and sometimes even after they get married. And they know what's happening in their parents' lives, and parents know what's happening in their children's lives throughout their lives. So I actually love that culture, because that's so integrated and you never feel alone. There's always somebody to go and talk to. There's always somebody who has known you since your birth. When I went to US, the cultural differences I saw in between the western side and the Sri Lanka, the main differences I saw was children here leave their families usually by the time they enter the teenhood. They find their own work. And in Sri Lanka, usually, my parents are even still insistent on me not working part-time and trying to find money to support myself. They are insistent on sending me money in whichever way they can. But in that way, I guess there are good things and bad things about that. I'm still very dependent on my parents, but still they know exactly what's going on in my life.
Darren.
Both of my parents were born in Malta and were partly raised in Malta, but their families moved to England in the late 1950s. It was felt that there were better opportunities in England at the time, better opportunities for their future and their future families. Whilst we children were born and raised in England, we still very much lived a Maltese life. Life was, and still is, focused very much around the family, you know. We talked every day as a family, we ate together as a family, and even now, you know, my sister is nearly 30 years old. My brother is not much younger than that, but we all ring my mum and dad every day, even if it's just for 30 seconds. Life is very much about the parents and respect for your parents and the family.
Imelda?
In Indonesia, there is a lot of respect towards the elders, and instead of doing a normal handshake, The children tend to take the hand of the elder and put it on the forehead as just a gesture of respect, whereas some small children normally kiss the hand of the elder. And then in recent years, due to the Western influences, things have changed. It is normal to just do a normal handshake.
Nishadi.
Usually children in Sri Lanka live with their parents till they get married, and sometimes even after they get married. And they know what's happening in their parents' lives, and parents know what's happening in their children's lives throughout their lives. So I actually love that culture, because that's so integrated and you never feel alone. There's always somebody to go and talk to. There's always somebody who has known you since your birth. When I went to US, the cultural differences I saw in between the Western side and the Sri Lanka, the main differences I saw was children here leave their families usually by the time they enter the teenhood. They find their own work. And in Sri Lanka, usually my parents are even still insistent on me not working part-time and trying to find money to support myself. They are insistent on sending me money in whichever way they can. But in that way, I guess there are good things and bad things about that. I'm still very dependent on my parents, but still they know exactly what's going on in my life.
Darren.
Both of my parents were born in Malta and were partly raised in Malta, but their families moved to England in the late 1950s. It was felt that there were better opportunities in England at the time, better opportunities for their future and their future families. Whilst we children were born and raised in England, we still very much lived a Maltese life. Life was, and still is, focused very much around the family, you know. We talked every day as a family, we ate together as a family, and even now, you know, my sister is nearly 30 years old, my brother is not much younger than that, but we all ring my mum and dad every day, even if it's just for 30 seconds. Life is very much about the parents and respect for your parents and the family.